donc elle se rend au théâtre régulièrement, à Washington et aussi à New York, pour voir des spectacles à Broadway. Broadway shows. Pour y aller, elle prend le train.
Interview.
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Pat Miller. Hi, Pat. You're a college student.
That's right. I go to American University.
What are you studying?
I'm studying drama.
Do you go to many plays?
Yes, I do. I see a lot of plays here in Washington. And sometimes my friend Sandy and I go to New York to see Broadway shows.
Nous allons donc découvrir les mots utilisés pour les horaires des trains. The train leaves at 6 o'clock. Le train quitte à 6 heures. Les deux verbes à retenir ici, to leave, quitter, to arrive, arriver. It arrives in New York at 11. It est le pronom qui remplace train. Quand vous utilisez des moyens de transport, vous allez utiliser l'expression to go by car, to go by train, to go by plane, by bus. Ici, Pat Miller répond à Kathy et Max en disant we go by train.
We go by train.
Oui, nous. Elle parle d'elle et son amie Sandy. Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
New York? How do you get there?
We go by train. We go and come back the same day.
Really?
Yes, it's not a long trip.
When do the trains leave?
The first train to New York leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's very early.
Yes, it is. We usually take the 7 o'clock train.
When does it arrive in New York?
It arrives in New York at 11. It takes about 4 hours.
Quand on voyage, on a besoin de savoir quelle heure il est. Et si on n'a pas de montre, on peut demander, what time is it? Quelle heure est-il? Écoutez et répétez. What time is it? It is 2 o'clock. En contraction, it's 2 o'clock.
Listen and repeat.
2 o'clock. What time is it? It's 2 o'clock. 2:15. What time is it? It's 2:15. 2:30. What time is it? It's 2:30. 2:45. What time is it? It's 2:45.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette 23e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de notre prochaine leçon, nous retrouverons Martin Lerner dans son bureau. Il parle de sport avec ses collègues et ils discutent tous d'activités futures. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Quand il s'agit du futur, en anglais, vous pensez tout de suite à going to. I'm going to. You're going to. He's going to. She's going to. We're going to. They're going to. Vous apprendrez à demander à quelqu'un ce qu'il va faire bientôt. Ou plus tard.
Do you like rock music?
Yes, I do. I like all music.
do you like?
Everything.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't like...
Excuse me, Martin.
Let's talk about...
Good morning,
music.
Howard. Good morning,
Waleed.
About
your music.
Can we talk to you?
Lori, you're...
Sure, come in.
That's right. But I'm...
We're going to watch baseball tonight. Can you go with us?
Not tonight. I'm going to take the children to their grandparents.
Aren't they in Chicago?
My parents are in Chicago. My wife's parents are in Ocean City. We're going to Ocean City.
Are the children going to stay in Ocean City?
Yes, they're going to stay for 5 days.
That's nice.
Does your son like that?
Oh, yes. His friends are there.
My son doesn't like visiting his grandparents. They live in the country.
His friends are here.
That's right.
Doesn't he like his family?
Yes, he likes them. He likes his friends, too.
You can't go with us tonight.
Can you go on Thursday?
Sure.
Okay, let's go on Thursday.
Are you going to watch tonight?
Sure, and we're going to watch on Thursday.
See you later.
Goodbye. Hello, Eileen. What are we going to do on Saturday? Kara's daughter is going to swim in Baltimore on Saturday. Kara, in the afternoon?
Yes, she's going to swim in the afternoon.
She's going to swim in the afternoon. It's a swim meet. Okay, goodbye. We can come on Saturday.
Can your daughter come?
No, she's visiting her grandparents in Ocean City. Can you come to our house?
No, thank you. We have to come home.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you on Saturday.
Do you like rock music?
Yes, I do. I like all music. What do you like?
Martin, Howard and I are going to eat. Can you come?
Yes, I'm going to finish this story later.
Voici comment on pose des questions sur une activité ou un projet futur. Écoutez bien ces questions et ces réponses.
What are you going to do?
We're going to watch baseball tonight.
What are the children going to do?
They're going to stay in Ocean City. What is she going to do?
She's going to swim tonight.
What are you going to do?
We're going to eat.
Demandez à Martin Lerner ce qu'il va faire. Il vous donnera trois réponses différentes. Rappelez-vous, la question est What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Allez-y, demandez-lui.
We're going to watch the swim meet. We're going to watch baseball. I'm going to take the children to their grandparents.
What are you going to eat?
I'm going to have a sandwich.
Martin, what are you going to have?
I'm going to have a bowl of soup.
What are you going to drink?
I'm going to have coffee.
I'm going to have coffee, too.
I'm going to go to the market. I'm going to walk to school. I'm going to phone my husband. Faites bien la différence entre l'usage du verbe to go. Au présent actif, le verbe to go, c'est I'm going. Par exemple, I'm going to the movies. Je vais au cinéma. I'm going to the movies. Ou bien, I'm going to the restaurant. C'est différent du futur. Avec le futur, vous utilisez I'm going to et vous ajoutez le verbe qui suit, qui est celui qui donne le sens à la phrase. Par exemple, I'm going to go to the movies tomorrow. I'm going to eat at the restaurant. Futur, I'm going to. Pratiquez entre amis. I'm going to. You're going to. He's going to. She's going to. We're going to. You're going to. They're going to.